We're predicting that in 2010, we're going to see the crash of 2010. It collapsed in 2009. It didn't hit all the way to the ground because they propped it up. But we believe that in 2010, there's going to be a crisis of some nature financially, and most likely in the area of a currency crisis. Let's just look at the facts. Greece, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Hungary, Ukraine, Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Iceland, one country after another, on and on, they're either bankrupt or going under. Bye-bye, Dubai. We just saw that happen. And what was the reaction? Oh, don't worry. It's covered. Everything's okay. It's not okay. That's the canary in the commercial real estate mind shift. We're going to see the commercial real estate collapse. It's $1 trillion worth just in the U.S. So that's going to also happen. But again, they put these programs in place where this is unprecedented. The moral hazard of this is it's beyond what anybody could have ever imagined. They're going to try to bail it up, but the bailout is going to run out. It's a cover-up. It's just like after the dot-com crash, rather than letting it crash back in 2000, they built the real estate and commercial real estate bubble by lowering interest rates to 46-year lows. Now they're building the bailout bubble. They've lowered interest rates to near zero Fed rates. They can't lower them anymore. The game's going to run out, and it's going to be quick and swift.
What would be the best position for the average person to be in, say, a homeowner that has a nice house now? Should they sell before this commercial real estate crash?
We don't provide, we're not permitted to provide financial advice. I'll tell you what I do and what I would do. Number one, I've been investing in gold for years. In 2001, we call the bottom of gold. And gold was primarily the greatest investment and silver that you could have made in the last decade. And all those lies, when you go back to 2000 when the NASDAQ died and the dot-com bust happened, you had every analyst out there, Ian, saying, oh, you have to be in this for the long term. You have to hold on to your stock and don't be rattled. Yeah, hold on to them and you would have gone under when you look at the numbers. They're talking about a Dow, what is it now, 10,400? In real terms, it's worth about 8,200. Do you sell your house? If you're living in a place and you're enjoying it, and this is your life, it's fine. You know, you can't speculate. A house was never meant to be an investment. It was a place to live, not gamble on. As many of us are old enough to remember what it used to be and what our parents did and all those folks in those days, they didn't buy houses and flip them. So what you have and you're living in it, don't worry about it. The major thing, of course, is not to go into any debt. Be as self-sustaining as possible. Don't buy what you don't need. And my mantra is not made in China. I don't buy anything made in China. I have no bones about it. Not only am I an American firster, I buy local. And this isn't just rhetoric, and I'm not just saying this to spout off. The fact is, it's the golden rule. Those who have the gold rule. And if all the gold goes to China, that's who's going to rule. And it's bad enough with the Republicans and the Democrats out there. I don't want to be ruled by the Chinese.
All right. So knowing that you can't predict specific dates or that you won't give specific financial advice in that way, tell me what you can about when you see this crash coming month-wise and what you might anticipate the government response will be back to prop it back up again, and then it'll run out before the end of the year, or it will hold out until 2011.
As I mentioned, right, we look at over 300 different trend categories. When we put our list together of top trends for 2010, and we sent them out actually to the folks at After Dark in early December, So they have them, and so did many people in the media. One of them was Terra 2010. And I'm mentioning this because we anticipate a 9/11 magnitude terror strike. When that happens, should it happen, that's going to change the whole financial game. Remember, all things are connected. Go back to 9/11. Immediately after, they began to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. Now, of course, they can't do that. We're concerned that they'll call a bank holiday and they'll devalue the currency. Again, once again, not rhetoric. You could Google my name up. And in USA Today, on December 14th, 2000, 9 months before 9/11, the headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. We warned the world that the wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. Those kind of facts and emotions and attitudes exist now. So the point is that when 9/11 happened, and I'm a New Yorker and I live north of Ground Zero, know this area like the back of my hand, planes are coming down the Hudson River. I didn't know if they'd hit Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant, which an event would have been a catastrophic beyond what anybody could imagine. The point being, one of the first things I did, Ian, is I called the bank to get my money out of CDs because I was ready to head to Canada, which is 4.5 hours away from where I live. And they wouldn't give me my money. They told me that CDs are financial instruments traded on Wall Street, and Wall Street's closed. So I'm mentioning this in terms of what to do in anticipation of.
Stay liquid.
Stay liquid. Make sure you have cash on hand, because my major concern is that they will close. They will call a bank holiday. Holiday, nothing. You can't get your money out. And when you do get it out, they'll most likely devalue it because there's a dollar devaluation going on. It's a fact. Whether they're doing it by ignorance or doing it purposely, it's happening in front of our eyes. Again, go back to 2000. Look at what the dollar was then and look at what it's worth now. So as they keep printing this money, they keep devaluing it. If there's a catastrophe, they will use it as the primary excuse to change the financial game, and anyone that's caught with their money not in their possession or having it liquid will be burned by it severely. That's the way we think the government is going to manipulate through it.